وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We have the class from the book of الأدب المفرد للإمام أبي عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري رحمه الله. باب السابع والثمانين بعد ثلاثمائة. باب كثرة الكلام. باب كثرة الكلام. قال المؤلف: We have the book of أدب المفرد chapter 387. Chapter 387 from the book of Adab al-Mufrad of Imam Bukhari. باب كثرة الكلام, the talkativeness, the ruling of talkativeness, talking so much, a lot. قال رحمه الله: حدثنا عبد الله بن محمد قال حدثنا أبو عامر العقدي قال حدثنا زهير عن زيد بن أسلم قال سمعت من عمر يقول: قدم رجلان من المشرق خطيبان على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فقام فتكلم ثم قعد، وقام ثابت بن قيس خطيب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فتكلم، فعجب الناس من كلامهما، فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب فقال: يا أيها الناس، قولوا قولكم، فإنما تشقيق الكلام من الشيطان. فإنما تشقيق الكلام، تشقيق أي المبالغة فيه وتزيينه، من الشيطان، إذا كان يراد به تزيين الباطل. فإنما تشقيق الكلام من الشيطان. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن من البيان سحرا. إن من البيان سحرا. قال الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله: قال الحافظ في الفتح: والبيان نوعان، الأول ما يبين به المراد، والثاني تحسين اللفظ حتى يستميل قلوب السامعين، والثاني هو الذي يشبه بالسحر، يشبه بالسحر، والمذموم منه ما يقصد به الباطل. وشبهه بالسحر لأن السحر صرف الشيء عن حقيقته. This is chapter 387, talkativeness, the ruling of talkativeness. From Ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه said: in the time of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, two orators, those who give lectures, talk, came from the east to visit. They stood up and spoke and then sat down. Thabit ibn Qais, the orator of the Prophet, the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, stood up and spoke, and the people admired their speech. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up and said, O people, say what you have to say. Chattering about words is from shaitan. Chattering about words is from shaitan. Then the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is magic in some eloquence. There is magic in some eloquence. In this sound hadith, that when those two men from the East gave a talk, and after them, the companion of the Messenger وسلم, Thabit ibn Qais, who used to be called the orator or the speaker of the Messenger of Allah وسلم, he also gave a talk. People admire the speech of those two from the East. They admire their speech over the speech of Thabit ibn Qais. They like it how those two men talk and give a talk in their eloquence. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talked to the people in regard to that point, saying, "O people, say what you have to say. What you have to say, what you need to say, say it. Anytime you need to say something that's a benefit for you, say it." Chattering, which means talkativeness, or talking in a just a talking, or in falsehood, or baseless talk, or about words, elongating, talking too much, is from shaitan. Then the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said there is magic in some eloquence. Shaykh Muhaddith, Shaykh Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Ban rahimahullah, said that the meaning of charring is al-mubalaghatu fihi wa tazinu, when you go to extreme in talking and to beautify it. إِذَا كَانَ يُرَادُ بِهِ تَزِّينُ الْبَاطِلِ, when the intention is to beautify the falsehood, that's when it's not allowed. You want to purify the falsehood. قال الحافظ في الفتح, then he mentioned in فتح ابن حجر العسقلاني, he mentioned في الفتح this explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari. والبيان نوعان, he said the speech or the clarification or talking is two types. الأول ما يبين به المراد, the first category or the first type of talk is what is intended to clarify the point. Your point is to clarify things, to make clear what you want to say. This is one type. Because you need to eat food. You're talking to make clear to the people you need food. You're ordering a food. Your goal is not just talk. It's to clarify, to make clear that what's in your breasts. So you can be understood. You go into our five people. You talk in order to make it clear to them. This is one type. وَالثَّانِي تَحْسِينُ اللَّفْظِ حَتَّى يَسْتَمِيلَ قُلُوبَ السَّامِعِينَ, the second type of talk is to beautify the words, to grab the hearings of the audience, to beautify your words. You look at the word you're choosing, where you're placing it. You're perfecting your words. You're beautifying it. You try to talk eloquently in order to get the hearing and the intention and of the people. And so they admire you. The Shaykh said, وَالثَّانِي هُوَ الَّذِي يُشْبِهُ بِالسِّحْرِ, يُشْبَهُ بِالسِّحْرِ. And the second type, which is beautifying the words, making seem nice and trying eloquence, is the one is a resemblance or the magic. That's what. وَالْمَدْمُومُ مِنْهُ مَا يُقْصَدُ بِهِ الْبَاطِلِ, and what is blameworthy, even from beautifying the words and trying to be eloquent, is what's intended to falsehood, not when it's intended to clarify the haq and the truth, to talk to the people in a nice way, in a way they understand, to get their intention, na'am, if you are explaining Tawheed, you're explaining Sunnah, you're defending, you're removing the doubts of Ahl-Ahwa, and you talk in that nice way, in an eloquent way, the Ibn Hajar say, that's not the madmum. The madmum is ma yuqsadu bihi al-batil. What batil, falsehood, is being intended. That's what's wanted. وَشَبَّهَهُ بِالسِّحْرِ. And the Messenger of Allah, he make tashbih and resemblance or equalness or similarity between the magic and the second type of talking, beautifying words and eloquence. Why? لأن السحرة صرف شيء عن حقيقتي. Because the magic is to turn the thing from its reality. The magic person, the one who making the sihr, magician, he turns things from its reality. You're looking at him, he shows you his hand. That's the last time you saw him. You see the hand. But after you saw the hand, he did other things very fast. And then you may think you see a camel or something else. This is صرف شيء عن حقيقتي. And one type of it is that type of magic يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه. They used to separate a man and his wife. Shaitan is making the man, the husband, seem to his wife very ugly person, very bad person, very harsh person, very... This is the way she sees. He, the opposite, may see the house not clean. She doesn't like him. Even he may hear voices saying to him, she doesn't like you, you're very bad, I don't want you. All this is not from the man, from the woman. They even don't know it. It's someone between them. It's from the shaitan. So you might find this woman saying, this man, he curses me all. He abuses me all the time. He say bad about the food I cook. And the man, he say, wallahi, I never said that. I'm not known to do that. They don't know it. And the like. So this is not reality. The difference they have is not reality. Is from shaitan. نعوذ بالله من شره. So, now the talkativeness in general is not like it. Talkativeness is not like it in general. Even Messenger Muhammad Sallam, he used to talk very few, very clear words. Until the Sahaba, they used to memorize it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to memorize. Sometimes he used to repeat 3 times. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In general. Especially when this talkativeness is meant to beautify falsehood. Even when the point is to beautify good, still talking so much is not good. Person may mistake. Person may lie. Person may exaggerate. Is not good. Short to talk, straight to the point, with eloquence, yani, taking the means and the method to make people understand your point is the best. And the Messenger Muhammad Sallam had many ways in action, in a statement, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, different ways to make people understand. In a way they never forget it. Sahaba never. It's like the message is in front of them when they explain. Rather, even we now, when you see some of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, how he explained, how he conveyed the message to the Sahaba, it's like you see the Messenger. Remember that hadith, for instance, Prophet ﷺ was leaning onto the right side, on his elbow. Na'am, sitting on his elbow. And he said, ijtanibu as-sab'a al-mubiqat. Be aware of, avoid the 7 destroyers. المهلكات, the seven which destroys the person, avoid. Then Prophet said, he started with السحر, الشرك. Then he mentioned the magic. Then he mentioned, and when he reached the point, ألا وقول الزور, الله أكبر. ألا وقول الزور. ألا is a word of calling people to. If you want to talk to someone who is going on his way, to say, أخي do such and such. What's better is to call first, Ismail, when he look at you, do such and such. Then just to talk. So Allah is an Arabic word used to first the person to pay attention to. So when Prophet ﷺ came to what to that point, he first used Allah. Means listen to me. What I'm going to say, listen. وقول الزور. And the falsehood, statement of falsehood, false testimony. Then Prophet ﷺ, he repeated, Allah wa qawla zuhur. Allah wa qawla, what's the qawla zuhur, by the way, in English? False testimony, jazakumullah. Allah wa qawla zuhur. Allah wa qawla zuhur. Allah wa qawla zuhur. Hatta qulna laytahu sakat. Prophet, he was keep on repeating, avoid the qawla zuhur, the false testimony. Avoid that. Repeating, the sahabi said, hatta qulna, until we said, laytahu sakat. We wish if he would have been quiet, the message would be silent. We stop to keep on talking. So much. And what he did, alayhi salam, that's in a statement. In action, he sit down. When he reached the point of qawl al-zur, person who was laying down, he sit down. And he repeated. How they forget? The point is to convey the message. It's very short to talk. But never they forget. وقوله, even though qawl al-zur, subhanallah, it's less haram than a shirk, than a sihr. Yes, even though it's a destroyer, it's a major sin. But yet Prophet ﷺ, from his eloquence, from his wisdom to convey the message, here in this hadith, he wants to emphasize on the falsehood, the false testimony. That's what he wants to focus on in this. All in those 7 points, 7 destroyed, specifically قول الزور here. Maybe in another hadith, another incident, he صلى الله عليه وسلم emphasized another issue. So this from his eloquence, صلى الله عليه وسلم. And many using the action. Sometimes after salah he run, he go fast to his house. Sahaba, they surprised. Imagine someone, يعني Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, no one is like him from a human being. The best of a human being, running to his house, Sahaba were shocked to look, and the Prophet came back. And he mentioned that he remembered there is charity in the house. He didn't want to remain it. He wanted to distribute it before the time. Who after that will keep people's property in his account? Yeah, the zakah is due, and you're keeping it. It's already passed. La, you can't do after that. Because if Messenger ﷺ is doing this so fast, na'am, and the like, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many. So, the is a wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives who He wants, the wisdom of eloquence and na'am. And it's two type. One type of it, you're born with it. Some people, even though they never learn, they never study, they have short words full of wisdom. Even the layman, countryside people, they may not be even Muslims. They don't talk too much. Very short words, and and you can understand it. Some people not. So one is because of the person born with it. Just like any other good character. As the Prophet said to the Sahabi, إِنَّ فِيكَ خَصْلَتَيْنِ يُحِبُّهُمَ اللَّهِ الْحِلْمُ وَالْأَنَاءَ. Prophet mentioned to one of the Sahaba, he born with two characters, al-hilm, patience. Yani al-hilm, the intellect, the aql. The aql, intellect brings patience, not hastening. Wal-ana, and taking easy. Yani reaching your goal, but step by step. Naam. So the Sahabi said, did I born with it or I am the one who earned it? Prophet ﷺ said, but Allah created it in you. So some character, you born with it. And some of it, you learn. So even though originally we are talkative, we can learn if we take the means to learn, to go straight to the point in a clear speech. Today there are universities for eloquence, for giving a lecture and talking. Maybe they choose a leader or a president of a country just for the talk. Just for talk, nothing behind. Because he knows how to talk, and he knows how to use the emotions of the people. He knows where to come, what issues to talk about, what people like to be talk, even though he may be lying. Even be he knows there are other points more important than these, but he knows he will not be nominated. He will not be, yes, chosen. So he knows how to talk. He knows the actions to do. They graduate universities. In a way, sometimes you find people crying for something falsehood. Something false, even they know it's falsehood. This one is a liar, they know. They still shedding tears because of how he talk. This is the one the hadith talking about. It's not allowed. هذا من الشيطان. This is from the devil. نعم, this is from the devil. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى حدثنا سعيد بن أبي مريم قال حدثنا محمد بن جعفر قال أخبرني حميد أنه سمع أنس يقول خطب رجل عند عمر فأكثر الكلام فقال عمر إن كثرة الكلام في الخطب من شقاشق الشيطان. شقاشق جمع الشقشقة. قال في المعجم الوسيط هي شيء كالرئة يخرجه الجمل من فيه إذا هاج وهدر. قال ابن أثير شبه الفصيح المنطيق بالفحل الهادر ولسانه بشقشقته ونسبها إلى الشيطان لما يدخل فيه من الكذب والباطل وكونه لا يبالي بما قال. ويشهد له قوله عليه السلام إن الله يبغض البليغ من الرجال الذي يتخلل بلسانه يتخلل الباقرة بلسانها, وهو مخرج. Second hadith from Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, a man made a speech in the presence of Umar. And he saw at length, he talked a lot. Umar said, too many words in orations comes out of the praline of shaitan. Too many words in orations, means in lectures, comes out of the praline of shaitan. المهم قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى حدثنا أحمد بن إسحاق قال حدثنا يحيى بن حماد قال حدثنا أبو عوانة عن عاصم بن كليب قال حدثني سهيل بن ذراع قال سمعت أبا يزيد أو معمر يزيد أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اجتمعوا في مساجدكم وكلما اجتمع قوم فليؤذنوني وكلما اجتمع قوم فليؤذنوني فأتانا أول من أتى فجلس فتكلم متكلم منا ثم قال إن الحمد لله الذي ليس للحمد دونه مقصد ولا وراءه منفذ. فغضب صلى الله عليه وسلم فقام فتلاومنا بيننا فقلنا أتانا أول من أتى فذهب إلى مسجد آخر فجلس فيه فأتيناه فكلمناه فجاء معنا فقعد في مجلسه أو قريبا من مجلسه ثم قال الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي ما شاء جعل بين يديه وما شاء جعل خلفه وإنا من البيان سحرا. ثم أمرنا وعلمنا. In this hadith 877 from Abu Yazid or Ma'an ibn Yazid said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gather in your masjids, in your mosques, gather in your masjids when the people are, gather in your masjids. Prophet ﷺ talked to his companion and he said, is known Medina, there were several masajids at the time of Prophet ﷺ. First masjid built in Medina, what was it? Masjid Quba. It's called Masjid Quba. Prophet ﷺ is one who built it. When he migrated from Mecca, first thing he did when he came to Medina, he resided a place. He was there close to 2 weeks. He built that masjid called Masjid Quba. There is a day to visit that masjid. Prophet used to visit every day from the week. What day is that? Naam? Thursday. Jazakallah Sharif. How are you? Allah yahfazak. Ahlan wa sahlan. So, this is a special masjid. Then after the 2 weeks, Prophet he moved from that area to the center of the city. Then he built his masjid, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Masjid al-Nabawi. Then after that, Sahaba built other masjids, like the masjid famous with Masjid al-Qiblatayn. So one day Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sahaba, gather at your masjids. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wants to visit every community and their own masjid. Of course, those masajids were used, that 5 prayers used to be established. But Friday, only the Prophet's masjid. No other masjid. Friday used to be established at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, nor at the time of the companion, as far as I remember. Only Prophet's masjid. Therefore, having a lot of Friday masajids is not the sunnah. It's not the sunnah, unless there is necessity. There is no, it doesn't fit the people, one masjid or two. Masjids pack up. In this case, let alone making the Friday in the same masjid, some scholars say this is innovation, shouldn't be done. They establish the Friday in one time. Otherwise, they go to other masjids. Some of them say even they pray door. Al-Muhim, so at the time Prophet Fridays, only the Prophet's masjid used to be established. The Fridays used to be said. So the Prophet said to the Sahaba, gather in your masajids, in your masjids. When the people are gathered, he came and when the people are gathered, came and tell me. This is a continuation of the Prophet's command. He said, gather in your masajids. When the people are gathered, come and tell me. So every group, when they gather in their masjid, they send someone to the Prophet to tell them that we are available, we're ready. The first of those to whom he came was our group. Yani Ma'an ibn Yazid or Abu Yazid say that. And he sat down. One of the speakers from among us made a speech and said, praise be to Allah. No praise can be directed to anyone except him, nor is it there are any escape without him. In Arabic, is the way he said it, there is eloquence in the Arabic. In English, I don't feel that. And in Arabic, this is a very special word he used. He said, Inna alhamda lillahi alladhi laysa lilhamdi dunahu maqsadun wala wara'ahu manfadun. It even looked like the poetry. Yani fihi saja' al-muhim. One of the speakers from among us made a speech and said, praise be to Allah. No praise can be directed to anyone except him, nor is there any escape without him. The Prophet ﷺ became angry and he stood up. So Prophet left them. And we blame each other. We said, we were the first to whom he came. Then he went to another masjid and sat in it. And we went to him and spoke to him. He came with us and sat where he had been sitting or near to it. Then he said, praise be to Allah, who puts whatever he wishes before him, whatever he wishes behind him. Some eloquent speech has the influence of magic. Some eloquent speech has the influence of magic, the effect of magic. Influence, barakallahu fiq, has the influence of magic. Then he commanded us and taught us. Then he, the Messenger, commanded us and taught us. So in this hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't like the way that person talked. So he left. He went to another masjid. Then Sahaba, those who were in that masjid, they found out Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he left them because of them. So they blame one another. Talawamna, lama ba'duhum ba'dan. They say, you the cause, you the one, this is what we did. Then they send someone to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they talked to him, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted to come back to them, and he gave a talk. This is also how he was sallallahu alaihi wasallam lenient and easy to the people, but at the same time firm on the haq and teaching them sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, we take three more. One, two, three more hadith, inshallah. Babu Tamani. Qala hadathana Khalid ibn Makhlad. Qala hadathana Sulaiman ibn Bilal. Qala hadathana Yahya ibn Sa'id. Qala sami'tu Abdullah ibn Amir. Ibn Amir ibn Rabi'a yaqulu. Qalat Aisha. Ariqa an-Nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dhata layla. Faqala layta rajulan saliha min ashabi. Yaji'uni fayahrusuni layla. إذ سمعنا صوت السلاح فقال من هذا قال سعد وهو سعد بن مالك قال سعد يعني سعد بن مالك يا رسول الله جئت أحرسك فنام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى سمعنا غطيطه. Chapter 388, wishing. The ruling of wishing. If you wish something, say, I wish tonight to have this, I wish I this. What's the ruling of it? Amir ibn Rabi' said, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleepless one night. Sleepless, he couldn't sleep one night. And said, I wish that a righteous man from among my companion would come and guard me tonight. And then we heard the sound of weapons. He, the Prophet ﷺ, called, who is it? The answer was Sa'ad. Sa'ad said, Messenger of Allah, I have come to guard you. The Prophet ﷺ slept until we heard him snore. In this hadith, Prophet ﷺ, one night he couldn't sleep. He was sleepless. And he said he wished to have someone who guard him that night. This is because before Allah sent the ayah, Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah subhanahu is one who is protecting from people. People will not harm you. From there, Prophet is mentioned to his companion, Allah promised me he will preserve me, so you don't have to be guard me. So before that, the one sahabi, Prophet one night said, he wished that a righteous man from among my companion would come and guard me tonight. And then the Aisha said, we heard the sound of weapons. Weapon. He, the Prophet ﷺ, called, who is it? The answer was Sa'ad. Sa'ad said, Messenger of Allah, I have come to guard you. The Prophet ﷺ slept until we heard him snore. Snore. Yani, it's from the from the sleeping of some people. People don't have the same snore. Allah is the one who made it. Na'am. So a person, he sleep, means he sleep night, that night, good sleeping. And subhanAllah, Prophet ﷺ, he said, I wish I would have, Allah made it happen. Allah answer. Na'am. Imagine you say, I wish a rain would come now. Allah brings the rain. And also that Sa'd ibn Malik is from the righteous of the companion of the Prophet ﷺ. It's a manqaba. It's an honor for Sa'd ibn Malik. باب يقال للرجل والشيء والفرس هو بحر قال المؤلف رحمه الله حدثنا آدم قال حدثنا شعبة عن قتادة قال سمعت أنس بن مالك يقول كان فزع بالمدينة فاستعار النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فرسا لأبي طلحة يقال له المندوب فركبه فلما رجع قال ما رأينا من شيء وإن وجدناه لبحرا Chapter 389. When one says of a man or a thing or a horse, it is a sea. It is a sea. It is an ocean. Yani praising it. Anas ibn Malik said there was some alarm in Medina. And the Prophet ﷺ borrowed a horse belonging to Abu Talha called Al-Mandub. He rode it, and when he returned, he said, we didn't see anything, and we found the horse to be like a sea, smooth and following. In this hadith, that one night, Sahaba, there was a scare, fear, something happened. And the Prophet Muhammad was the first from the first who realized that it was time of fear. You know, the enemy of the Messenger outside Medina, inside Medina, so much. Sahaba, there was time they used to even fear from the shadow of the trees, from everything, because the enemy can come from anywhere. And you know, the Medina is open city. Naam. It's night time, it's dark. Human beings dress the same way. They know one another. Especially the Jews who are there, Munafiqun who are there. Even Quraysh knows Medina. So there it was really very difficult days. Allah mentioned in Quran. It kuntum in Surah Al-Anfal. Was the ayah Allah mentioned that they used to fear that they are being grabbed, they are being taken away. فَآوَاكُمْ وَأَيَّدَكُمْ بِنَصْرِهِ وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ أَنْتُمْ قَلِيلٌ مُسْتَضْعَفُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ تَخَافُونَ أَن يَتَخَطَّفَكُمُ النَّاسِ You fear that the people Takhattuf is when you take something away, snatch something. You were feeling that. فَآوَاكُمْ Allah gave you إِيوَاء سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى Defense and protection and safety. وَأَيَّدَكُمْ بِنَصْرِ So one night there was scare, fear. Was it a sound or anmuhim? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam right there when he heard. He took the horse of one of his Sahaba. What is the name of the Sahaba? Abu Talha. What is the name of the horse? Mandub. Barakallahu fikum. Al-Mandub. The name of the horse, Al-Mandub. Permissibility of naming your horse, your goat, and the life of animal, a name. Tayyib. Al-Mandub. Prophet, he wrote it. In some narrations, Prophet, he didn't ask Abu Talha, was not even there. Prophet just saw the horse available. And he heard the enemy. He heard the scaring. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right away he took. And he went where there was. He found nothing is there. By the time people, they were on their way to the place, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, already returned from the place. And he said, "Lan tura'u, don't fear, nothing is there." And he said about the horse, "Wa'in wajidnahu la bahra." We found the horse to be like a sea, like ocean. Means it's smooth and following and good, excellent in his, in this. The ulama said there is benefit in this hadith. One of it is, if you really sure, 100%, that if you use someone's property, he will be very happy with it. Very happy with it, that you don't have to ask. But that's his condition. 100% you sure. Not only he will accept, he will be very honored. He will be very happy that you use, now you use it. You don't have to wait to ask him permission. Is this understandable? Now, like your Muslim brother invites you to his house. And in the room he prepared the drinking and something prepared for you. You don't have to ask every piece of it. Unless there is a question, maybe this is not for you. But if you know, even if it was not for you, it's for his little son, but if you take it, he will be very happy. Na'am, you use it. Because Prophet, he took the horse of Abu Talha without asking him. Why? Because Abu Talha is very honored, very happy. Prophet ﷺ took his horse. Na'am. Na'am, ya akhi. Hey, wallah. So, but don't overjudge. Don't mistake in this. Sometimes we may think a person is okay with it and he is not okay with it. It's not easy. Be very careful. The origin is not to use one's property. That's the origin, without his permission. But there are some exceptional cases you're really sure person is very pleased with. He's very happy to use his property. In this you use it. Now, you have to know him. You have to know your brother. You have to know the scenario. Like we mentioned, somebody invited you, he brought this, bring water on the table next to your side. And you eat the food. Food already is on the throat. You're waiting until he comes back from the kitchen to give you permission. Maybe you already died. Astaghfirullah. Now, al-muhim, barakallahu fik. So, alhamdulillah, the point is, the Prophet ﷺ said about the horse, we found it to be like a sea. This is a proof that you can say about an object, about a man, about someone, is a sea. Bahar is an ocean. Yani in a form of praising. Naam. So don't say, why you say, you're lying, why you say about the animal, this is not a sea. La, this is a talk to use to indicate the goodness of one thing. It doesn't mean any other thing. Last hadith. حديث قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى باب الضرب على اللحن باب الضرب على اللحن قال حدثنا أبو نعيم قال حدثنا سفيان عن عبيد الله عن نافع قال كان ابن عمر يضرب ولده على اللحن كان ابن عمر يضرب ولده على اللحن also in the previous hadith from the benefit what's the benefit we can take from the hadith the braveness of the Prophet ﷺ. Very brave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the characters Allah gave the messenger, braveness. Now he heard this alarming. He didn't wait anybody. He didn't gather people. What should we do? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thought if he take time, already the enemy may be in. He right there, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took the horse. And he came back even before the people reach him. Naam, yes. Barakallahu fiqh. Also, this is another issue. He used the Prophet used the horse as a necessity. Necessity, yes, no doubt this is a necessity, and the necessity things has there is rules. Even though originally you are not allowed, the necessity makes things lawful for you. But the scholar, they said in this hadith, they took that benefit, using one's property when you're really sure he will be happy with it. طيب. In the hadith also, the awareness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam, some people, a lot of things taking place, they are not aware of it. He is the first one who is aware of it, the alarm. Naam, from the hadith is the kindness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam, and many benefit. And you remember Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what he said, talking about the bravery of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when in the battlefield, and they realize they are squeezed, they used to go after the Prophet ﷺ, behind the Messenger ﷺ, as a protection. And you remember the battle of Uhud, Prophet ﷺ, Anabna Abdul Muttalib ila Kadib. The kuffar had the information Prophet ﷺ was killed. And they were looking for, and they really wounded him. He was saying, Anabna Abdul Muttalib ila Kadib. I am Ibn Abdul Muttalib, meaning I am Prophet Muhammad, no lie. I'm not hiding. I am. What do you do? People, they run. They run. Prophet said, he say, I am Ibn Abdul Muttalib al-Kadib. And it's from the way Allah created him. It's also from the Iman. Even if you originally coward, wallahi, Iman. Naam, Tawheed, Ikhlas, love in Akhirah, make you very brave. Make you very bad. Even if you originally, you will be in a naturally person who fear, coward. But Tawheed, and believe in the decree, believe in the Jannah, it will make you very brave. Very brave. You know, human beings, they feel a little wounded. But when you do that, when you read the Sahaba, how someone is being shooted by enemy, and an arrow, and he's bleeding, he doesn't feel. Because he's reciting surah in the Quran, this is authentic. He doesn't feel. Some of the Salaf, they have disease, their leg has to be cut off. They say, oh, you can't cut off while I'm looking at you. But what I do, I will enter the Salah. When I enter the Salah, I'm not aware of that. Cut it. Subhanallah. So the Iman, subhanallah, that Sahabi who the enemy, they wanted to throw him to a boiled oil to kill him, this severe pain. And then he shed tears. And they thought he now accepting to be a non-Muslim. And then when they returned back to that wicked king, Christian, and he said, did you repent now? You want to be a Christian? He said, no. He said, then why you cry? He said, I remember I have only one soul. I wish I would have 100 souls. Each one to be killed that way. And this is authentic too. Then he said, this man, he said, what do we benefit from killing this man? One time, he said, he wished to have 100 souls. Each one to be killed that way. Allahu Akbar. Throw him alive. A hot, a boiled oil. Not even water. What makes this? It's the Iman. Because yaqeen, certainty, he know he will die anyway. The best way to die is the cause of Allah. And then this king said, okay, I will leave you, but you will kiss my head. He said, no. He said, okay, I will free those Muslims in a jail. And then you will kiss. He said, let me think. He said, save the Muslims. Not now to him. He said, he kissed. Then he went back to Medina with those Muslims free. And the people say, oh, the one who kissed the kafir, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who was the Muslim Khalifa, he get mad at. He said, upon every Muslim to kiss his head. And he started kissing his head for appreciation because he saved the Muslims. You see the people, how they were back days. And now, Allah al-Musta'an, may Allah forgive us. We have to shave the beard, we have to change all, we have to have two names. One name is Mike, another one is Muhammad. It's just an example. Ask Allah to forgive us. Wallahu alam. Wa sallallahu sallam ala Nabi Muhammad. If there's any correction or any question. Naam Yahya. The question, the Masjid Quba, was it at the time Prophet ﷺ inside the city or outside? It was outside the city. Yes, the Masjid Quba was outside the city. The purpose was outside. City was very small, yaakhi. Even let alone Quba, very far Quba, very far. Even Baqi, the graveyard, used to be far. They used to be far. It used to be far. Back days, the land was not, was the rock, and yani, it was not this smooth, and alhamdulillah, yes, wasn't developed. It was real, yani. You know, when you're riding a hill, yani, maybe, yani, 10 steps take to your time, and you're already tired. It was like that. No, Quba was outside Medina, Barakallahu fi, was outside, but now it's in the middle. The city is very large, you know, even is behind even mountain of Uhud. Naam, akhi. Yes. Naam, Amir. Yes. Yes. Prophet Sallam avoided seven destroyers. The seven destroyers. Al-awwal, Prophet Sallam mentioned al-shirk billah. The second, al-sihr. The third, qadful muhsanat al-mu'minat, to say about a believing woman she commits zina is very dangerous. Naam. And also the fourth is what? Who remembers? Naam. Qatlu nafs bighayri haq, killing a soul without haq, killing an innocent soul. What else? عقوق نعم عقوق الوالدين boycotting or disrespecting the parents. Number 6, false testimony. Number 7, اقرأه يا رجل. We mention قول الزور, false testimony. We didn't mention all. نعم أكل الربا, eating the ربا. Who has the, can you check the hadith? Okay, aklu mal al-yatim, consuming the orphan, the wealth of the orphan. All these are from the major, but what seven were mentioned in that specific hadith? Ijtanibu as-sab' al-mubiqat. What is it? Can you read from there? You have it, Luqman? You don't have it. That's fine. Yahya, do you get it? Ijtanibu, you're looking for. Alhamdulillah is from the benefit of the technology. Alhamdulillah. The technology is too sharp. One side is a knife with poison. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Other side, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. You just learned the hadith of Prophet Sallam, the fatwa of the ulama. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah make it easy. So inshallah, check that. نعم وجدتم ما وجدتم نعم نور الدين التي حرم الله أحسن درس نوع عليه أوكي وأكل الربا consuming the riba eating the usury the riba the fourth one hearing the consuming the wealth of the orphan, number 5. وَالتَّوَلِّ يَوْمَ الزَّحْفِ, running the day the enemy and the Muslims gather there in a battlefield to run, turning back. Yes, unless the person is joining another group or is doing that out of wisdom, yes, strategy, then no problem. Then yes. قذف المحصنات يعني about the chastise women to say she commits zina and the like, عياذا بالله. Yes. نعم the same one. Hello, and the last one is قول الزور. Yes, قول الزور. سبحان الله. Prophet, he delayed that one. He, the seven, he mentioned the first six, then he delayed the one he صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to focus on, the false testimony. He mentioned the last and he repeated, yes. So these are destroyers. These are destroy the person. موبقات. نعم.
Question is about the answer of the man who was thrown into the
fire. By the way, did I explain? La. I started the chapter and I forget to complete. Just a one narration from Ibn Umar. Sorry about that. 390, chapter 390. باب ضرب على اللحن. حدثنا ابن نعيم قال حدثنا قال ابن بخاري حدثنا ابن نعيم قال حدثنا سفيان عن عبيد الله عن نافع قال كان ابن عمر يضرب ولده على اللحن. Sorry, I forgot to complete that. In this narration, this hadith number 880, ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه from نافع is the son of ابن عمر. نافع is the son of ابن عمر. Said Ibn Umar used to strike his son for mistakes in pronunciation. Ibn Umar used to strike his son for mistakes in pronunciation. In this issue, you see, Sheikh Al-Albani doesn't see. He reviews, he says, he's not allowed to beat the kids because of mistakes. He says, if Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi said, command your children the prayer at 7 and then beat them at 10, and this is the pillar of Islam, how can you beat them something which is not the pillar of Islam? Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah says it's permissible to discipline the kids, na'am, to discipline them so they know. Na'am. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to strike his sons for mistakes in pronunciation. It should be known generally there is something exceptional and there is something general. The rule in Islam is gentleness and easiness. The harshness is exceptional. It's some cases, rare cases with conditions. This should be known. Anyone who makes the life opposite, it goes back to him. The origin is not harshness. The origin is easiness and gentleness. So if you can discipline, if you can taught your son, your daughter, the haq, without يعني striking, without beating, without yelling, this is what should have been done. No yelling, no hitting, nothing. In an easy way, in a gentle way. Because Prophet ﷺ said, "ما كان رفق في شيء إلا زانة." Gentleness and easiness. Never be in something, it makes it better. Beauty. وما كان العنف في شيء إلا شان. Harshness. Never be in something, it makes it what? Shan. It makes it seem bad. This is the life of Prophet ﷺ. In a way, he never hit one of his wife. Never one of his servants. Never. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم raised up those people. Allahu Akbar. He never hit anyone. Rather, يعني, if you remember, Anas bin Malik, who used to serve Prophet 10 years, he was young. He said, he never hit me. Not only hitting, he even never said to me, what I didn't do it, why you didn't do it. What I did, why you did it, he never said to me, he said. This is Sahih al-Bukhari. Allah, who can do this, ya akhi? This messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you think that Anas didn't do anything wrong? He did. Because it's Sahih al-Bukhari, he mentioned. One day, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Anas, do this. Anas, he said, I am not doing it. He said, وَفِي نَفْسِ أَنَا فَعَلَىٰ. But in me, to do it. This is the way the kids sometimes are. They openly oppose you to check something. So Anas, he said, he's the one who mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. He said, Prophet told me to do something. I said, I'm not doing it. And I wanted to do it. Anas went to do it, but on his way he found kids playing. He played with them. The same next thing he found, somebody holding back his back. And when he looked back, he found the Prophet ﷺ smiling. And he said, oh Anas, did you go where I told you to go? Anas said, oh the Messenger of Allah, I'm going now. He said, he set me free, still smiling. Remember, Prophet ﷺ, he didn't say, why didn't you go where I told you to go? He didn't say, this is a hard question. He said, did you go? It's open way. I didn't go, I'm doing it now. He let him go. Now look, the Messenger of Allah. In action, in a statement, Anas said, I'm not doing it. And in action, he didn't do it. His action came to these two points. His servant, who is Umm Sulaym, his mother, Anas' mother, Umm Sulaym, brought him to serve the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Al-Muhim, the point is, he didn't beat Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His action didn't hit anyone, nor any of his wife. Also, his wife is Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How he used to read them. Allahu Akbar. Anyway, one time, one of his wives sent a nice food to the Prophet while he was in the room of Aisha Umm al-Mu'mineen. When Aisha Umm al-Mu'mineen saw the food and the was brought to the Prophet from another of his wife, and she get mad, radiallahu ta'ala, she threw the vessel, whatever, the dish, and it break down. Okay. Aisha Umm al-Mu'mineen, the best of female. But who human being? Don't be extreme. Who human being? Who human being? Innama anta bashar. So Prophet, what he did? He started collecting the stuff, the broken pieces of, and saying, "Your mother get mad. Your mother get mad. Your mother get mad." Yeah, he's talking to Prophet to the female, the other woman who was carrying the jariyah, saying, "Your mother get mad." Yes, Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha is the mother of the believers. Prophet, he explaining why, what cause is she get mad. He's giving us excuse. But what does, at the same time, he gave her best dish, or I don't know what was the best Aisha had it, and he sent back to the other house. Al-Muhim, so imagine one of our brothers, that your wife does that. What could you do? She threw the dish in front of her and break it down. Allahu Akbar. You divorced 10 times. Maybe you said that. La, la. Allah command us to follow Prophet Muhammad, not anyone else. If you find someone else who solve things in a harsh way, Al-Qudwa, example is Prophet Muhammad. Never forget it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was his origin. You remember the man who urinated in the masjid? How Prophet ﷺ corrected him? Sahaba wanted to discipline the man. He did wrong. He said, leave him. Until the man made dua, Allahumma arham Muhammadan, warhamni. Allahumma arhamni, warham Muhammad. Allah, have mercy on me, have mercy on Muhammad. Don't have mercy on anyone else. Then Prophet ﷺ said, innama bu'ithtum muyassirin, walam tub'athu mu'assirin. Bashiru wala tunafiru. He said to the Sahaba, you were sent to make it easy, not to make it difficult. Give galair tainis, don't make people run. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, al-muhim. So the origin is when it's your children or whoever, the origin is the easy way. Talking to them nice way. Yani, alhamdulillah. But sometimes, Khan ibn Umar yadribu awladahu ala al-lahan. Ibn Umar used to strike his son if they make a mistake of pronunciation. Now that's when it is. It's disunderstandable. And Prophet who was so kind, who was so gentle, the best, yet in some cases, his salam was hard. Like those three companions, he boycotted them. Ridwan Allah Ta'ala alayhi. But again, that's not the origin. That's not the rule. You don't apply, you don't, and this is today what happened. When we apply, when we reverse things, something we would have done rarely, we make it all our way of life. Something we would have done all our life, we do it exceptionally. Nah, your wife, she mistake, ya akhi, be easy. Alhamdulillah. But okay, be easy doesn't mean you're passive. You leave the sin being done. Nah, you are wise. You correct. نعم والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك